Sisters Amy and Kaylee Gonzalez had never worn a baseball glove or swung a bat when Knights head baseball coach Brad Sullivan asked them in February to come aboard. The all-boys team at Tempe Preparatory Academy was in trouble, and Amy says they didn't think he was serious.
My mom came home from one of my brother's games and said that the coach wanted us to join the team because there wasn't enough players, and I thought she was joking.
But Coach Sullivan wasn't joking. Their younger brother, David, was already on the team, and Kaylee says after thinking it through, they decided to help him out.
We thought about it for a while, and I was a little nervous to do it at first, so Amy said she would do it with me.
Amy says it's been fun to play baseball with their little brother.
It's really cool. I have never gone to play any other sport with him, and let alone to play with him and my sister on the same team. It's been pretty fun to get us all on the same field.
Coach Sullivan says their first game, he made sure to make it memorable for their parents.
The first game that I had them in the lineup, I made the starting lineup, and I kept the copy, and I gave it to their dad. I go, here's a souvenir for you. It's got all their names in the lineup, so they thought that was pretty cool.
Having Amy and Kaylee on the roster has meant the team has avoided forfeits and can field a whole team at every game. Sullivan says it's been a tumultuous season so far.
It's nice to have that because when you only have 9 players, somebody gets sick or somebody gets injured or it's an academic issue, and now you've got 8. You don't know what that's going to look like as the weeks go on.
The sisters are multi-sport athletes at Tempe Preparatory Academy. Amy is a senior and plays soccer and is also an all-region volleyball player fresh off of a run to the state championship game. Kaylee is a sophomore who also does volleyball and soccer, and she's also a cheerleader. Kaylee says they are getting a lot out of playing baseball.
It's been really fun. The coaches are all great and really make you feel like you're doing good and learning a lot, and the boys also help a lot with that and encourage you.
Amy says it didn't matter that they had never played the game before. She says her previous high school sports experience has helped a lot.
Volleyball, just like hand-eye coordination, I guess. And then also just like, especially this year as a senior, like I've gained a lot more confidence. So just like coming out and just like going for it, even though I have no idea what I'm doing, has been good.
Kaylee says their roles with the Knights are similar for each game.
We most of the time just pinch run, or sometimes we get up to bat too and play outfield.
And as for the Knights, they've been faring pretty well. Halfway through the season, the team is in playoff contention. Coach Sullivan says there are a lot of bright spots as they near the end of the season.
We're sitting at about 500, so it's a young team and a lot of young guys. So we're still working, we're still building.
Regardless of how the season ends in May, Amy says she and Kaylee are glad they joined the team. And she has this advice for other girls who might want to follow in their footsteps.
I say just go for it. Like, when you get out there, just do it. Like, don't go out there and be all scared and like, what if this happens? What if I mess up? What if I do badly? Just go out there and do what you can.
Eric Castellon, Cronkite News.